This is for all the girls who grew up without strong geek role models to help them discover their geek dreams.
For everyone who's ever been quizzed about their video game knowledge because girls don't play games.
Geek Hearing is working to bring female identifying geeks into their prime to be the role models, dreams, and voices.
About to show these boys how we do it.
Higher, further, faster, baby.
It's not about deserve.
I'm not an owl!
A girl has no name. There is something supernatural at work here.
It's about what you believe.
Did I step on your mom?
Wingardium Leviosa.
Now on, you do as I do.
You may the odds be ever in your favor.
Are you ready for this? Are you ready for this?
Welcome to Geek Hearing, a critical geek culture podcast where we talk the good and the bad parts of being a chick in a male-dominated environment. Hi, my name is Monica, and with me today is my lovely, glorious, amazing, and horny on main co-host, Amanda.
Wow, Monica, calling me out on the podcast? What's this bullshit?
Who is editing it, me or you? Because if it's you, then you can edit it out. Okay, I can edit it out if you want. But I'm sorry.
Oh, how you doing?
Well, it's chaos already today, so that's something. How are you?
Oh, well, let's just say that we've only been talking shit for like 20 minutes and my mood is already elevated. So thanks. That's a good start.
That is great. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Thanks. How are you?
Are you trying to censor yourself right now based on whatever happened 2 seconds ago?
Yes.
Okay. I was just talking in one syllable words.
Showing no emotion will allow the episode to move forward. I am robot.
You think that is helping the episode move forward? Okay, I have my doubts.
Oh, geez. Okay.
But what is this week? Because we have December now officially, right? Which is basically March 286th or something. And that means it's Geek Girl in the News time.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Yeah, we still need that soundboard to make that sounder a lot better. But yeah, Geek Girl in News time. Woohoo! Favorite month of the year. Favorite day of the month. Favorite episode. It's the best.
Also because the sounder is the problem. Like the soundboard is the problem and not the sound that just came out of you.
Yes.
Anyway, Geek Girl in the News for November, and there has been shit going on.
Some good, some bad, some sweet.
Some good, some bad, some sweet. Don't we like that story arch?
We do. The thing that's like really cool about this one is that it's all like really kind of pop culture, more or less. Like there's lots of cool stuff.
So Geek Girl in the News for November. It has been a ride, but it's not like the worst ride we've ever had in Geek Girl in the News month episodes, is it?
No, like honestly, I think that this month there's more like good and endearing news than there has been like disappointing or bad news or anything. Like it's been bittersweet and positive and hopeful and quite nice.
Something, and it is the last Geek Girl in the News episode in the year, basically.
It is, yeah.
So we can end the year not with the biggest shit show of all times, like the year generally panned out so far.
Exactly. It's a nice time for 2020. News stories.
We take all of these things as positive to fade out the shit show that we have been riding.
Before we get started on our news stories, though, can we just like take a moment to say what the fuck is with the monolith?
That is an issue that you have been sending me, and I haven't paid proper attention, to be honest. And I'm like, what? Please give me some intel into the monolith situation.
Okay, well, Tom started this. Tom sent us both a news article last week that this like random monolith appeared in the middle of the desert in Utah, like 10 to 12 foot tall, just like appeared there.
Okay.
In the middle of nowhere. And people were like, what the fuck? Where did this come from?
I mean, have they not watched Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.? I can tell them exactly where it came from.
Right. Exactly. So then yesterday it's on the news that the monolith is gone. Like, nobody reports putting it there. Nobody reports removing it. It's just all of a sudden gone. And, like, it's just this tiny little, like, pyramid now on the ground where it used to be. But that's not all. now they found a monolith in Romania next to like this old settlement. And it's a very similar monolith, except it's not like completely polished. It's got like swirls on it, like polished metal swirls. And apparently like it just kind of showed up. But now they're also reporting it's gone. I don't know. I'm very confused, but I'm like,
we have connections in Romania. We can send people out there to investigate for us.
I think we need to. Like, I'm just, my mind is blown. And I'm just, I don't know.
I mean,
there's a monolith, though, and it is moving. Or there's different monoliths. Or, like, this is some huge global prank. Or I don't know if I'm scared or fascinated or laughing.
Maybe I just take this as it comes and I'm like, whatever. It's like, it worked out well in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. There's probably this task force, like, traveling through space and fucking time. The only thing I'm mad about is that they didn't give us the beaming yet. So, besides that, I'm like, whatever. I always find that whenever aliens invade us, is that really the biggest problem that we have?
Well, it depends what kind of aliens, to be honest. Like, if it's maybe the aliens that are in David Pearson's books, like, I don't really want them invading us. But if it's the aliens that are, like, you know, not killing us, like, that's fine.
I mean, maybe we deserve to be killed considering what we've done to the world so far.
That's true. That's a good point.
And also, yeah. I generally don't assume that I would survive any apocalypse for very long, so I'm just riding the wave there.
That's fair. I think that's allowed, really.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm fascinated by this monolith. It's like, you know, it's got the missing Malaysia airplane vibes to me. I'm just fascinated. I keep watching the news, and I'm just like, what's happening next? What is this mystery? And that's where I'm at right now.
Hmm. We will see. Maybe we won't see. Maybe they hide it all. Maybe Trump will tell us once he leaves office or whatever.
Yeah.
Because he has nothing to hide anymore or whatever. Who knows?
Who knows? Who knows? But what I do know is that we've got some pop culture news, starting with Black Panther news.
Yay. Black Panther news. It turned out that it's like after Chadwick Boseman's passing, it's clearly a bit of the next Black Panther was a bit in the air of what is going to happen when the Black Panther died and how are they going to do this. But they will start filming again in July 2021.
Woohoo!
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
And it looks like even though the studio's not really sure how they're going to or what they're going to do with the character of T'Challa, they are definitely going to be taking a more female-focused approach, looking like Shuri is having a more prominent role. And Letitia Wright, Lupita Nyong'o, and Winston Duke and Angela Bassett are all going to be returning for the new feature.
Yes.
So that's some good news for sure.
And they do mention that maybe there will be a bigger focus on whatever happens to Shuri, and Shuri might be have some bigger role than maybe anticipated, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Which I am very much here for, because she's like, well, not spirit animal, but like...
She's super badass. She's like, whoo, goals.
She's goals is it. And yeah, like all the tech knowledge I want to have.
Right. Yeah, I think it's a great move. Like, obviously, it's not ideal because of the circumstances and everything, like with Chadwick not being in the film anymore. But as Tom in chat says, I'm glad they didn't recast him because he's irreplaceable. And it looks like it's going to be handled, hopefully, sensitively and memorialized.
I suppose. So, isn't in the comics, isn't Shuri also becoming the Black Panther at some point?
Hmm.
Said something.
I'm not 100% sure
that I read.
Yeah, could be cool.
To assume the dude. So the article says after Boseman died, a vocal contingent of fans online had campaigned for Wright's character Shuri, the genius kid sister of T'Challa, to assume the duties of Black Panther as she did in the Marvel comic. So that would fit the comics as well. Just generally wondering how they would take it, but it will be. Great. And yes, I agree with Tom in chat that it will be very emotional, because even in the, like, it would have been Chadwick Boseman's birthday a few days ago.
Yeah.
And they changed the intro in for Black Panther with a memory of his scenes, basically, like when the movie starts up and you see all the faces in the Marvel logo. They made it all into a Chadwick Boseman memorial situation kind of thing. You know,
I know what you're saying, and I've got absolute chills, and I'm
so I think
like emotional thinking about that.
Yeah. And I think they're gonna really, from what they've done before, I do think that they're gonna create a great reminder and of his life in general for the second movie. I'm pretty sure about that. So I'm excited.
I am excited. It's going to be good whenever it comes out, because COVID is a thing.
Yeah, that is true. And yeah, Black Panther is on Disney Plus. I don't know if any other platform also offers it, but definitely on Disney Plus, because that's where all the Disney stuff moved to when they launched their own streaming portal. So if you want to watch Black Panther, you can do that there. Maybe you're lucky, you can find it on other things as well, but so far it's on Disney Plus.
Yeah, for me too.
No.
And what else is on Disney Plus is all of the Star Wars movies, because Star Wars now belongs to Disney.
Everything belongs to Disney now, let's be honest.
Yeah, the world belongs to Disney. The American government belongs to Disney. The world. Everything.
Probably.
Oh, yeah. And you can and should spend some time in remembrance of David Prowse, who passed away very recently. He was the original Darth Vader. So spend some time going back through the original trilogy of Star Wars films, too. Spend some time remembering the great actor.
That is true. Did we ever see his actual face? Or was that only like the wounded face in Star Wars when he like got rid of the helmet or whatever?
No, I don't know if we ever did see his face. He was a bodybuilder and a character actor. And then James Earl Jones did the voice of Darth Vader. So David Prowse stood at 6'6" tall. And he was like just a huge man, imposing figure. So it made him totally natural for the role of Darth Vader, who was very large. So
in that one, in Spaceballs, he was a tiny, weird little guy. But that was just a satire movie for Star Wars.
Yeah. Apparently, he was offered the role of either Chewbacca or Darth Vader, but he chose Darth Vader because he didn't want to spend 3 months in a gorilla suit.
I can understand that.
Yes, I can understand it too.
I always have such a high like admiration or whatever for folks who stay in a costume that is so intense for so long, or have such intense makeup that they have to get up like 4 hours before they start filming just to sit there and have people glue shit on their face. That's just patience, young Padawan, basically.
Yeah, for sure. I have a lot of respect for those actors. Absolutely. Yeah. I'm like, don't know if I could do it, but I'm like, power to you, because that's
also not really an actress. Gemma in chat says that maybe the costume can't have been much better, which I suppose so, but then you have, at least you don't have the hair that's all flying around. And maybe in the 70s, I know they were super creative with whatever they used for shooting the movie, so I'm like, who the fuck knows what kind of fur this even was. Maybe that was like, that was probably not artificial kind of hair. Maybe it was. I don't know. Yeah. Something that we could find out in the trivia section if we had one.
I'm sure we can look it up. So rest in peace, David Prowse, and thank you for creating magic.
Thank you for being such a villain that everybody knows somehow.
Yeah. Now moving on, before Tom and Gemma keep talking about sweat in suits.
To the Mandalorian,
which is also on Disney Plus. Wow, we should just be sponsored by Disney Plus. Like, come on,
that is
we've
true.
Talked about it so often today. So we have a story here that the latest actress in The Mandalorian, Rosario Dawson, addresses some alleged transphobic assault accusations.
First of all, before we dive into this article, can we just please say how awesome Rosario Dawson is and that she's playing Ahsoka?
Yes. She is a pretty phenomenal actress. I didn't even know when I watched the latest episode that that it was Rosario Dawson. Like, I just, it didn't even occur to me. She was so in character. But yeah, this is the only spoiler, is just that this character is in here. We're not actually talking about this episode. So I just want to clarify that this is like, there's no episode spoilers, just the fact that this character exists in it.
And that has already been anyway.
So unfortunately, Rosario Dawson, wow, let's try that again. Unfortunately, Rosario Dawson's casting was tainted for many because her and her family were accused of assaulting, dead naming, and mistreating a trans man who was close to the family. So it's a man called Dedrick Finley claimed that the family intentionally misgendered and dead named him and assaulted him while yelling transphobic insults. However, since then, 18 of the 20 claims were withdrawn voluntarily without a settlement, and Finley's lawyer left the case.
The lawyer left the case?
Yeah. So I think like this might be a case that we'll never know actually what happened. But Rosario Dawson did an interview with Vanity Fair that just came out around the time that her episode aired. So this all just kind of came up all at the same time. And she was asked, "You've called the lawsuit false and baseless, but what do you say to those Star Wars fans who hear this and believe the worst, that you are transphobic?" And Rosario Dawson said, "Well, firstly, I just want to say I understand why people were concerned and are concerned. I would be too if I heard some of those claims. But I mean, as we're seeing right now in these past months, and just recently, actually, the truth is coming out. Every single claim of discrimination has been dismissed by the person who made them. And as you've said, the fact that this is coming from someone I've known since I was a teenager, the better part of my life, and who my family was trying to help as we have many times in the past, it really just makes me sad. But I still have great empathy for him. The reason that all of the discrimination's claims were dropped is because they didn't happen. I was raised in a very inclusive and loving way, and that's how I've lived my entire life. I've always used my voice to fight for, lift up, and empower the LGBTQA community, and use my platform to support or to channel trans voices in fiction and nonfiction work that I've produced and directed. So I feel the record is really clear." So
I don't know.
As this article from the Mary Sue says, the words are not necessarily encouraging because, yes, people can have a clear record and still tip into learned transphobia. And, I mean, I think we're never going to know the truth, but at the very least, it's opening conversation even more, and we're holding people accountable for actions, words. And
I think the fear that people often have, especially around when it's something that has to do with famous people and celebrities, is that all of a sudden all these claims are out through the window somehow. And yeah, there might not be a track record for anything, but then money can float in various ways. So just because there is no official settlement doesn't mean that there might not be an unofficial settlement to get rid of those claims. And as Mary Sue also says, just because you have such a great track record doesn't mean that you can't also fall into other things that you might have learned. And often people use that as an excuse as well. Like, I'm doing so many good things. Look at me, basically. And then that also as if that covers up other things that they've been doing.
Yeah.
Like, if you look at the JK situation, she's also like, "I'm helping so many women and I'm doing such great work there. That's why my opinion is super valid," for some reason. Yeah.
We have no space for TERFs. And I'm not saying that Rosario Dawson is a TERF, however JK Rowling is. And watch this space, I guess. We'll see. We'll see what happens. And, you know, we don't know what happened. The truth may never come out about the situation with Rosario Dawson. Why do I have such a hard time saying her name? And we'll just have to, I don't know, see what happens. If she is a TERF, this won't be the only thing that comes out. Let's just say that.
It will not be the only thing that comes out, and we will probably very likely see it unfold soon-ish, I suppose.
Yep. So we've got some more cool transgender news today.
Yay.
Which, okay, first of all, I need to hold my hands up and say I didn't even know there was a Charmed reboot. But apparently it's like 3 seasons old. Like it's 3 seasons deep into this reboot. And like little Amanda's like, there's a termed reboot? What? And then Dennis, our former moderator, was like, Amanda, what the hell? There's like 3 seasons of this out. And I was like, whatever.
I didn't know either. And I'm like, where is this even airing and how and what? And why did nobody hear about this for some reason?
Yep.
I don't know.
But there is a Charmed reboot and they have cast a trans actor, JJ Hawkins, for a new role, which is awesome.
Which is amazing. They joined the cast of Charmed for the upcoming 3rd season and they will take the role of Kevin, who is a transgender student, and inspires, and that's a quote, inspires one of the Charmed ones to take on a very formidable opponent.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, fancy, fancy.
Yes. So that's very exciting. And, you know, are we going to be seeing perhaps the first male witch coming into Charmed as well? Because it's always been about like female empowerment and like witches being women, but men can be witches too. So, yeah.
Also, Hawkins uses he, him, and they, them pronouns. So if we talk about his are the ones to use, and I kind of feel I need to at least check it out if that's something that needs to be looked at all or not. I'm not sure yet, but maybe. I mean, it was super, super freaking cheesy, but it was also the 90s. So you took whatever you got and that was something. But yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I need to hold my hands up. Like I was a very bad witch when I was a teenager, but we all know that like I was not into TV and I didn't watch Charmed.
Oh, true.
I did not watch Charmed. I was Buffy and like that was really all I had time for. So like when I was here for quarantine, I was like, I'm so going to watch Charmed. I'm going to binge the shit out of that. I don't have anything else to do. And it's not on Canadian Netflix. And I was like, well, so I have not watched Charmed yet. So I've never seen it. So I feel like it would be weird to start with the reboot and then go back to the original. I don't know.
Maybe.
Somebody who watches Charmed, like, please tell me.
I haven't watched a new season, so I can't tell you if it's a weird choice to do. I just think if you watch the new ones and then you go back to the 90s ones, it's going to be a hard, because there is zero nostalgia there. And then you go from a proper, like not proper, from a different produced series to a, well, 90s produced series. And then you're like, weird, and all the books fly around in a weird way and all the specials are fucking weird. Which you might not have if you don't have a comparison for the new Charm, basically.
True. So I'll do what I can to watch the original and then I'll binge the new one. Deal.
If we find it. Cool.
I'm sure we will. It's got to be somewhere.
Amazing.
Yes.
But on to some even more amazing news now.
I don't know if it's more amazing. It's just like equally amazing.
It is equally amazing. But just because I like them so much, that's why. And I don't know the other person. So that's why true. I'm like, yeah. But like the person we're talking about now, and we kind of took that away because it wouldn't fit anymore in January. And it's just brand flashing breaking news is that the artist who we know from Juno and the Umbrella Academy announced that he is actually transgender. And his name or their name is Elliot, and they came out today as trans, and we're super excited for them and for him and for finding themselves, and I think it's great.
Yes, and it's just it's wonderful, and it's so heartwarming. And Elliot posted on Instagram today just a really heartwarming and raw and powerful and open coming out story, and it made me cry a little bit because I am an emotional wreck. And like, it's just wonderful. And I'm really happy for Elliot knowing himself truly.
I think they used the opportunity to not only talk about, and I think that's what is history of them initially already, that they've always been standing, and we've just recently talked about them anyway in an episode about how they wouldn't take shit if that were the case, and they wouldn't. They have been vocal about about women's rights, about LGBTQ rights, about all the rights anyway. And so they use their own coming out again for a really powerful to spread a really powerful message,
mm-hmm.
and to raise more awareness about the trans community in particular right now, and the struggles and the like abuse that they also have to face at the same time. Despite being super joyous, he's also really a bit worried at the same time what that means for his life, basically. But we're here for, like, we're not here for it. We're glad that that's how it turned out. And
yeah,
the trans community got a new amazing member, basically.
Yes. Yeah. I think there's big changes coming in the world that are needed, necessary, overdue, but happening now. And the more people that come into themselves and be their like truest, most authentic self is how we're going to change the world and you know, conquer all the hatred that's in the world, because there is just too much damn hatred.
Oh yeah, so true.
So true. Yeah.
I was just reminiscing of the racism that the streamer is facing right now, and that just made me think of that, as you just said, basically. We just need to try and be better humans. It's not that hard. It's not that hard to not spread your fucking hatred all over the place just because you're miserable. We're all kind of miserable in a way, and that's no fucking if.
Yeah, exactly. It actually, I saw this video on Twitter today, and it was about, or it was two women arguing in front of, I think it was an abortion clinic. And the woman who was like saying basically like abortion is murder, blah, 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 was just like walking past on the sidewalk. And she was told by this other woman who was like there to help people, was like, you know, shut the fuck up. Is this how, do you think that your behavior is validating from Sky Daddy? Which is what she called God. And also, like, that's now in my
society. Oh, I love that.
It's absolutely part of my vocabulary right now. But it was just is this how you think? Like, do you think that this behavior is validating? Like, do you think that this being who your Bible teaches you is a being of love is okay with you spreading this hate? It doesn't add up. But we're not here to talk about religion. Sorry. Just ranted, but also no, Sky Daddy made me lol.
Sky Daddy is great. Sky Daddy is one to use for the future for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So don't be a dick, basically. It's not that hard. It's really not that hard.
Really, really, really not that hard. And even Nintendo is apologizing for, you know, them being on the shitty side of same-sex controversies. We got an article in from Frasley, who sent it's an article that basically Nintendo is apologizing and pledging to be more inclusive after being criticized for not recognizing same-sex relationships in English editions of a life simulator video game called Tamagotchi Life.
But Nintendo came out with that super amazing ad just very recently. That is something that is really great. Where they actually did have the first same-sex couple in their advert.
That's true. Was
it one just about the Switch or the console? Let me check that.
Was it the Switch or was it about like specifically Mario Kart? I can't remember actually. But that was a really good one. Warm the heart.
Well, I think it was both. Maybe it was first because they played Mario Kart together and they played Animal Crossing together. Mm-hmm. So it was an ad for the Switch.
Mm-hmm. So it looks like Nintendo's keeping good on the promise.
they are keeping good on the promise. Yes, they have been doing better on that front when it comes to being more representative. And we have to consider that Japan, I wanted to say it with a German slang, which is wrong. Japan doesn't gay marriage is not yet legal there. So they have words.
There was like court proceedings and like open discussion in government. Wasn't there for like to bring that into parliament and make gay marriage legal?
Exactly. I'm just marriage for all in Japan, and they want to legalize that, and that is just very recent. So if you think about the fact that it's a Japanese company and that is still illegal in Japan, then despite it being an international company, I think those are really huge steps for an organization that is located somewhere where it's illegal. So they are definitely like moving ahead, even if it's slowly, and we all know that sometimes it can't be fast enough for all of us and we really would like it to be faster, but states and governments and cultures often don't work like this, unfortunately.
Nope. But hopefully, you know, hopefully Japan is coming into the future, the present, with same-sex marriage and marriage equality, and you know, love to see it. Hope everyone, every country follows suit, because there's still too many countries that don't recognize or that it's illegal, which is even more than just not being recognized.
True. And we stand, the more inclusive Nintendo becomes, the better it is. Also, for you saw it with, and you know, I know it can be criticized that it wasn't part of the game initially, but Animal Crossing also introduced like black hair styles and dreadlocks proper and afro haircuts and stuff like that, so that also the black community can be better represented in that. So I think they're like improving on the general front. It's not great yet. It should not come with an update that's like 10 months after the game is released, but they're taking things into account, and at least we're getting in parts, and we just have to keep fighting with every marginalized group and every oppressed group that they're seen immediately, and not just when somebody reminds them that they are not part of it.
Hear, hear.
Cheers.
And we are ending Geek Girl in the News for November, which is like a cute little story. It's not a story, just like some cuteness, some heartwarmingness from everyone's favorite Chris Evans.
Oh, Chris Evans, who may or may not have shown his genitals eventually or not, uneventually on Twitter. I still think that's just a fake shadow game, but people got super excited about potentially his dick. I don't know if that's actually happened. I saw the picture and I'm like, that's just a huge fucking shadow and it could be pretty much everything. But yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if there's any truth to that, but 2020 has been the year that Chris Evans warms our hearts even more. And like apparently back a few months ago, he was like showing off his super chiseled, ripped chest. I don't know. We don't often see like shirtless Chris Evans, do we?
Do we not?
I think
it's basically his Captain America. He's wearing a suit, but whatever you see on the suit, it's basically what's going on because it's so tight.
True. But he's warming our hearts again by posting videos of himself playing the piano, teaching himself to play the piano. And like, he's just real cute. Like, gives the cam a little smirk. He's very good, actually, like, even though he's learning a new song. And I can't. Like, thanks, Chris Evans. You're making 2020 just that little bit better.
He also started, like, a political website. Did you hear about that? Mm-hmm. I think that's just something we might need to mention, is that he's actually interviewing politicians about certain questions. And on the website, they basically answer them. So you can go there, especially if you're a US citizen, and have questions about certain things. You might get the answer on Chris Evans' page, because they basically put that one-on-one and the ask your politician a question thing into the forefront of people. And I think that's pretty great, because everybody just thinks there is no access to politicians in general and they never ask the questions that you have. So I think that's actually a pretty great idea. And he's doing that together with a few other folks. And I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I feel like he's really embodying his role as Captain America. And it's just so nice to see, because Captain America was such a political figure, like in the 40s and 50s, like that was Captain America's role. And I love that Chris Evans is just embodying all of that now.
I mean, and he's the epiphany of patriotism for America, really. That's what Captain America is in the Marvel Universe. And I think a lot of people now also, and I think that's why he's more popular, that Captain America is more popular with the US folks, because he has such that entire patriotism thing going on, which as not American, you can't really immediately relate to. You just think he's a weird guy with a shield and that's it, when you have all the other superheroes that can do super awesome things and he's just a bit strong and has a shield and that comes off weird. But I think that's what the American folks can really connect with, because of the patriotism that he portrays. And for him now getting out of that role and ending it and not playing it anymore, and now going into something political, I think that's a really nice move. And I hope I hope he's using it good, actually, which I do think he does, because he's not on the good side of the coin.
He's one of the good Chris's.
Yeah, one of the good Chris's, not like one the Pratt Chris.
Yeah. So yeah, that's just nice little heartwarming news. It's not like breaking news, but it's like breaking my heart news in a good way.
Oh, Chris Evans plays piano. I mean, after 2020, that's really all we can hope for, that there's just something nice going on and not, you know, something. Yeah. I don't know. We could have had like a huge shit show in November, which made the year go down in flames even more than it did, but it didn't. So I'm like, yay.
Yay. So yeah, that's what we got for Geek Girl in the news today.
Yes.
I would just like to take a moment to thank our newest Patreon. We just got an email come through that our lovely moderator, Gemma, just became our newest patron. So Monica is going to admonish you, and I'm just going to say from the bottom of our hearts, thank you very much.
What do you mean I'm going to admonish? I don't even know what that word means.
You're just about to be like, Gemma, stop giving us your money. And I'm just saying, Gemma, thank you.
I can say that to her later, too.
You can. You can. If you would also like to join the Patreon party, you are very welcome. And you can find it at patreon.com/geekherring. And that link is in our show notes.
And almost everywhere else.
Oh, yeah.
I think. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. Have a wonderful, wonderful holiday season. As good as it can get. Make it as good as it can get, because nobody is making it better than ourselves. What is that word even? Fuck this shit. Fuck 2020. Celebrate your holidays. That's what I'm trying to say. Cheers. And if you day drink, then it's fine.
Yes. And we'll see you next week for another awesome episode of Geekherring.
Bye.
Bye. If you like this episode of Geekherring, why not leave us an iTunes review? You can also find us on social at Geekherring and over on geekherring.com.
This show is brought to you by Dragon Powered Studio. Find more at DragonPoweredStudio.com.